dream is always the same. Instead of going home, I go to the neighbors. I ring, but nobody answers. The door is open, so I go inside. I'm looking around for the people, but nobody seems to be there. And then I hear the shower running. So I go upstairs to see what's what. Then I see her. This girl, this incredible girl. I mean, what she's doing there, I don't know, because she doesn't live there. But it's a dream, so I go with it. Who's there, she says. Joel, I say. What are you doing here? I don't know what I'm doing here. What are you doing here? I'm taking a shower, she says. Then I give her. You want me to go? No, she says. I want you to wash my back. So now I'm getting enthusiastic about this dream. So I go to her, but she's hard to find through all the steam and stuff. I keep losing her. Finally, I get to the door. And I find myself in a room full of kids taking their college boards. I'm over 3 hours late. I've got 2 minutes to take the whole test. I've just made a terrible mistake. I'll never get to college. My life is ruined.
The game. 5-card draw with a spit, anaconda, high, low. Pass 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Deuces, aces, one-eyed faces, wild. Guts to open. Short half.
Last night?
That's right. With Kessler.
She was babysitting down the street.
We know that.
So I went over there. Turns out that, she was giving the kid a bath and accidentally hit the shower thing.
Right.
All her clothes were drying upstairs.
Tell me about it.
So she plops down right on the kitchen floor. We're under Mr. Coffee. She looks up at me. And she says, I think I'm in the mood.
She said that?
I'm telling you.
What did you say?
I didn't have to say anything.
What'd you do?
What do you think I did?
I think you got the hell out of there, ran home, and whacked off.
Right.
I disagree. Do you have your bike there?
Yeah.
I think you jumped on your bike, pedaled home, and whacked off.
That's exactly what I think.
With Kessler sitting there on the kitchen floor like that, just wanting
it? Yep, flogged as a bishop.
No guts, Goodson.
Yeah. You know, only when it came right down to it, I just wasn't attracted to her.
Should never stop you.
She seemed too big.
It could have worked out.
I figured I would have gotten into trouble somehow.
God, sometimes you gotta say, what the fuck? Make your move.
That's easy for you to say. I mean, you're all set. You're probably going to Harvard. Me, I don't want to make a mistake, jeopardize my future.
Joel, you want to know something?
What?
Every now and then, say what the fuck. What the fuck gives you freedom?
freedom brings opportunity. Opportunity makes your future.
Kyle. Be right there.
So your folks are going out of town.
Tomorrow.
You got the place all to yourself?
Yeah.
What the fuck? If you can't say it, you can't do it.
Joel, did you get your SAT scores yesterday?
Yes.
Well, how'd you do?
597 math, 560 verbal.
If you wanted to, could you take them over again?
I guess so.
Great.
Joel, I want to show you something.
Honey, did you pack my mace?
It's in your cosmetic case. Joel, do you hear something odd? Something unpleasant?
No.
A preponderance of bass, perhaps?
No.
Is this the way I left the equalizer?
No.
No. This is not some toy for you and your friends. If you can't use it properly, you're not to use it at all. My house, my rules. Joel, I spoke to Bill Rutherford. Turns out he interviews for Princeton.
I'll never get into Princeton.
I already arranged an interview. Friday night, the 4th, at the house.
Oh, Jesus, Dad.
Honey, tell him about your involvement with Future Enterprisers. They look for that sort of thing. There's 50 for food, which should be more than enough. Another 50 for emergencies and an extra 25 just in case.
And don't forget to water the plants around the patio and the ficus in the dining room.
I wrote all that down. It's on the refrigerator door.
Dad, you want me to start your car?
Car will be fine, Joel.
I mean, for the battery, I mean.
Joel, please, you're not to use my car. You're not insured for it. Use the station wagon.
Use my car, honey.
Okay.
Joel, we understand each other?
Okay.
Oh, darling, as far as the house is concerned, just use your best judgment. You know we trust you.
Have a great time.
Be good.
We will, honey. You too. Bye. TWA.
Dalby got into Harvard.
Shit.
Must have aced his boards.
780 verbal, 765 math.
Shit.
You know what a Harvard MBA makes first year? 40 grand.
Well, I've got a cousin who went into dermatology. First year, over 60,000.
Just for squeezing zits?
Why don't you try it, Barry? You got the experience.
Ooh.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Hey, this is you guys. I mean, doesn't anyone want to accomplish anything, or do we just want to make money?
Make money.
Just make money.
Yeah.
Make a lot of money.
What about you, Joel?
Serve my fellow mankind.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you. Good thing. Get out of here.
Profit motive. Competition. Free enterprise. Is there any company that doesn't have a product in production?
Barry, we're falling way behind. You haven't exactly been helping. You
know, strongly
production is bullshit. Every sales manager I know helps with production. Yeah, like who? Like everyone. Just help me with the production. Forget it. I'm busy enough with marketing and sales. How can you be busy with marketing and sales when I haven't even given you the product yet?
Push yourself long enough.
Barry, just bring the goddamn thing over tonight. I didn't even want to do this. I just thought it would look good on my record.
Other than that, it's up to you.
Hi.
Hi, Glenn. What's up?
I heard your parents were away.
Yeah.
Thought maybe I could borrow a room.
Well, I'm, Barry's here. We're working.
We won't bother you.
We don't have anywhere to go.
Sure, go ahead. Take my room.
Great.
Thanks, Joel.
Ready? The memo minder. Okay, here's how it works. Let's say a call comes in. It's for your mom, fairly important. What do you do? Write the message down here, hit the switch, you got the line. Okay? Now another call comes in. And this one's for your dad, and it's really important, and you're gonna get your ass kicked in if he misses it, so what do? Write the message down there, hit position two, boop. 186 in parts, sell it for $9.95 and make a fortune.
I can't concentrate with this.
This is really annoying.
Lock the door when you leave, okay, Glenn? If you read me, grunt twice. Thank you.
I can't believe Glenn bringing Stadtweiler over like that.
Why?
Because he boffed Hendricks last week.
He did?
Yes. And then after the game Saturday, he fucked her.
Barry.
What?
Boffing and fucking are the same thing.
They are?
Yeah. What did you think it was?
I thought it was something else. You sure on this?
I'm positive.
Sublime breasts.
What kind of breasts?
Sublime breasts.
Woo! Whoa! Nice car. Couple of boys in daddy's car.
Hey, see your face. You want to race? Come on, pretty boy. Let's go for it, huh?
Hey, come on. Back it, pussy.
Hit it.
okay. Good. You've done the old man's car bit. That's a good start. Now, try this on for size. The Leather Castle. Chicago's finest dominance and submissives. Fully equipped dungeons. Beginners welcome.
That sounds great, Miles.
Oh, here's one. My daddy used to spank my bare bottom. Now he's gone. Will you take his place? Call Misty. Oh, come on, Joel, you gotta take advantage of this. They come right to your house. Countess Angelique seeks young submissive with large ankles. Joel, how can you miss?
This is the one. For a good time in the privacy of your own home, call Jackie, 555-4875. Succinct, to the point, down to business. What do you say?
If you want to call, talk to yourself, okay?
A good time, Joel. In the privacy of your own home. What else can you ask for?
I'll make my own calls, thank you.
Then, call.
Forget it. Forget it.
All right. I'm calling.
You're calling?
Someday you'll thank me for this.
You better not mention me, Miles.
Hi, Jackie. Answering machine. Hi, Jackie, this is Joel Goodson, 345 Remsen Glencoe.
Hey.
I'd like a good time in my home tonight. Bye.
Really cute, Miles.
Well, thank you.
That was really cute. Now give me the number so I can call her back.
What number? There's no number.
Give me the number, goddammit.
I'm telling you.
Miles.
There's no number.
You're an asshole.
Gotta go. Check you later.
Shithead.
Shithead!
Hello, Joel. I'm Jackie. How are you this evening?
Nice to meet you, Jackie. I'm not Joel. Joel stepped out for a moment. I'll go call him. Joel. Thank you.
Holy shit!
Dalby, get your ass over here.
Just get over here!
Is she there?
Yes, she is here, and she is waiting for you.
No, she's not waiting for me, Joel. She's waiting for you.
Are you coming?
No. Blank cards.
You're not coming.
No.
Get over here, Dobby!
No.
I'm sorry about the misunderstanding.
Joel, be a courageous person. Open the door. That way you see I can call a cab.
Again, I'm really sorry.
Long as we come to an arrangement, I'm in no mood for complaining. I mean, when you put your good money down, you gotta get what you went after in the first place. Know what I'm saying? When you buy a TV, you don't buy Sony if you want RCA. I mean, I know we could get along real nice, but hey, it's your hard-earned dollar, am I right?
Hey.
This way, we make an arrangement, everybody comes out right.
You had car fare.
A long ride, Joel. I don't ever come out this far.
And your time?
My time, my effort, my infinite patience and understanding.
Thank you.
$75.
Fair enough.
Joel, I'm going to give you a number. You ask for Lana. It's what you want.
Thank you.
It's what every white boy off the lake wants.
Hello. Lana?
Yes?
Hi.
Hello? Hello?
I'm a nice guy, and I'd like to meet you tonight.
Fine. Where are you?
Excuse me?
What's your name?
Ralph.
Ralph, can I have the address and make things easier?
345 Remsen.
Ralph?
Yes?
Thank you. Are you ready for me, Ralph?
Beautiful place you got here, Ralph. Is this all yours?
My folks, actually.
Do you know what it's worth?
A lot, probably.
Oh, yeah. Real estate? It's fabulous.
Look, Lana, my name really isn't Ralph. it's Joel.
Only $300, Joel.
You're kidding.
No, I don't believe I am.
Can I send it to you?
Can you send it to me, Joel?
Well, it's just because, you know, I don't have that much here in the house.
Well, how much do you have?
I have $50.
$50? What are we gonna do about this?
Well, I have a bond at the bank.
I could not
cash
real
that.
Good at waiting for people.
I'll be quick.
Give it a try.
Back. Hello? Hello? Okay, for you.
It broke.
I mean, that's not fair.
An accident.
That egg was worth one hell of a lot more than $300.
Well, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna get it back is what I'm gonna do. You gonna help?
Sure. When?
Right now.
Well, I can't do it right now. I've got a trig midterm tomorrow.
Hey, Mr. What the Fuck. I mean, what about exploring the dark side and all that? Or was that just bullshit?
That was just bullshit, Joel. I'm surprised you listened to me.
Jerk.
coming or what?
How can you even tell she's gonna be here?
I don't know. Look, I called Jackie and she said try here, okay?
This was a great idea, Joel. Where else can you get a hot chocolate for $4?
She's here.
Where?
Blue dress. Those legs. That's her.
Jesus, she's fantastic.
There's little doubt that my MBA prepared me very well for this level.
God, she's looking right at us.
We are entering the information era, so the demand for software is certainly going to increase.
She knows we're here. That's it? That's it, Joel?
I can't believe we came all the way out here for that. Well, at least she knows we're on to her, Miles.
Oh, yeah, she must be terrified.
Joel? Joel? Is this your car?
Maybe.
Can we talk a minute?
Okay. Let's talk.
Okay, in the car, all right? It's freezing. Look, will you do me a favor?
You want me to do you a favor?
I just need a lift.
Look, I want my egg back.
Get out of the car!
Joel, better get moving.
Come on, get out of the car!
I want my egg back.
You got it, all right? Let's just start driving.
When?
Now.
Open the door.
Let's go.
Lana,
when do I get it back?
Lana, what are you doing?
Start driving.
Open the door. Are you gonna open the door?
Hey, Buster!
Right? Oh, fuck!
Get out the car!
Just start driving. Start driving now.
Why don't you start the car, Joel?
Babe, I'm not gonna hurt you. Will you stop? Don't
get out of here!
Start the goddamn car, Joel!
Lana, open the door. Hey, asshole, don't. Where you going? Lana! You get out of the car, I'll kill you!
Who was that guy?
My manager. He gets a little crazy sometimes.
This is my friend, Miles.
You like excitement, Miles?
Love it.
Okay. Where do you want to go?
I don't know, Joel. I haven't given it a lot of thought, you know?
Well, tell me this. Am I going in the right direction?
Oh, shit. Here he comes.
Here who comes? Who, that manager guy? This guy, Guido, he's a manager?
That's right.
Or a pimp.
Well, now that's quick, Joel. You always been this quick, or is this something new?
I don't believe this. I've got a trig midterm tomorrow, and I'm being chased by Guido, the killer pimp.
I can take him.
What are you talking about?
I'm really not enjoying this. Throw up. I think I'm gonna throw up on you, Joel.
Portia, there is no substitute.
Fuck you.
Joel? Hi, dear, it's Mother. Yeah, how are you? Just checking in, say hello, see how you're doing, and give you our flight information.
Okay. Wait a minute, let me write this down. Okay. Saturday, United flight 162. 3:30.
Right, right. So, how's everything else? You got enough money?
Well, it never seems to go as far as you think it will. Yes, I know. I'm learning, Mom. Okay, good. And how's Aunt Tootie? Okay, all right, good, I will. Okay. See you then. Bye, Mom.
Your folks, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But how are they?
Well, they're just great.
Yeah? How about Aunt Tootie?
Hip's much better. She sends her love also.
Oh, good.
So you were telling me about Guido.
Yeah, well, I quit Guido.
How come?
I thought he owned me. Nobody owns me. Problem is, I owe him for some clothes and hospital bills and stuff.
Oh, you were in the hospital?
Yeah, I had this pain in my chest. I thought it was a heart condition.
What was it?
Doctor said nerves. My service. Reed and Barton.
Thank you for breakfast. It was really good. I'm gonna go to school now. So, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. I'm sorry.
You won't let me stay?
No, I've, you know, gotta go to school. I'm really sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
I'll be right back.
You guys go ahead without me.
She's still here?
She won't leave.
She won't leave.
Lena, look, I just want my egg back. I want my house back. I've got a lot of work to do.
Did you have a good time last night?
You mean when we, you know, got back here?
I think you know what I mean.
Yeah. I had a great time. Don't tell me I owe you another $300.
Did I say you owe me anything?
No. No, you didn't.
I don't remember saying you owe me anything.
What about my mother's egg?
You're the one who's going to college. You figure it out.
How much time do you need?
I need long enough to make a few phone calls, okay? I gotta figure out how to get my stuff back. Guido's probably got me locked out of the apartment by now.
All right. But will you do me a favor?
Anything, Cookie.
Don't steal anything. You know, if I come back here and I find anything missing, I'm going straight to the police. I'm not joking.
Joel, go to school. Go learn something.
May I see your pass, please?
I'm sure you've all read chapter 6 through 8 by now. So here's a little pop quiz to confirm it. Want to put your books on the floor, please?
You didn't tell anyone, did you?
No. Glenn knows.
What about Barry?
He knows, too.
Okay, just don't tell anyone.
I won't.
I won't! I won't!
Lab report should be on my desk by tomorrow afternoon. I won't accept any that aren't typed. Papers are due on Friday. They account for 50% of this semester's grade, so make
Come
sure
on,
they're in on
time. Damn it!
Hi, Joel.
Hey, Miles. What's going on?
I'm waiting for Glenn.
For Glenn? Where's he?
Inside.
In the house?
He wanted to meet her.
What is this? What are you doing?
I was inside.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, you're home now.
Yeah, I live here, remember?
Yeah, take it easy.
Glenn. Tell me you didn't do anything with her.
Who, Lana?
Yeah, Lana.
No, nothing. Met her. She's nice.
You sure you didn't do anything with her?
Yeah. I swear.
You did it with her, didn't you, Glenn?
I did not do it with her, Joel.
Okay.
Ask me about Vicky.
Who's Vicky?
Oh, you won.
You, Joel? Nice place you got here.
Where's Lana?
Dan.
I like your friend.
Get out. I'm not kidding.
What's your problem?
Just leave, please.
Look, we're not exactly ripping you off or anything.
Look.
Here.
What is this for?
50 goes to the house. You're the house.
I am not the house, okay? Just leave. I mean it.
He's mad, Vicky. Already, I just got here. I think he wants us to go. Do you want us to go?
Thank you.
I don't want no problems. Like, you know, now where'd you
Why
go last
you,
night?
Why'd you come
you know what you did to me last night?
I don't just
you know how you
came.
Humiliated.
Come on.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
Listen.
Just let me talk.
Look, just go, because I don't want to be, I don't want to do nothing with you anymore. Let me talk.
Hey,
no.
Get in the car.
No. Ow,
cut it up.
Get up. I don't. No. Hey.
Lana. Vicky.
Excuse me. What can I do for you? Who are you?
Joel. You the kid I chased last night?
Is there something I can help you with?
You know, you shouldn't drive like that. People get hurt all the time. Stupid. You smart kid? Huh? I mean, you look like a smart kid.
I'm okay.
Let the girls inside.
I'm afraid I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
Joel, the door's locked. You're starting to give me a stomach ache.
Good. I hope it hurts.
So open the door or what?
We don't go home. We don't need you anymore.
Look, shut your mouth.
No. Listen, well, maybe we don't work for you anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
Okay, fine.
Right.
Then who you work for, huh? Who? You don't work for me.
Who? You don't work for me.
Maybe we work for Joel now.
She's only kidding.
I hope so. Look, Joel, you look like a smart kid. So I'm going to tell you something which I'm sure you'll understand. Now, you're having fun now, right? Right, Joel? Time of your life. In a sluggish economy, never, ever fuck with another man's livelihood. Now, if you're smart, like I hope you are, you're not gonna make me come back here.
Thank you, Joel.
Very decent of you.
Just so long as we understand each other. One night, right? And then you find another place to stay.
Look, as soon as we get in touch with Tandy, we'll have a place. Did you try her again?
She's still out.
And my mother's egg?
If I can get my stuff back, I can get the egg.
Then you'll leave.
And then we'll leave.
I don't know that. He's got such nice friends. Clean, polite, quick.
I think there's a real future here.
Hey.
What are you studying?
It's a workshop on free enterprise.
See, we make a product and we try to market it.
Do you make a lot of money?
No, not really.
No?
No, but we get to compete with other student companies. Actually, it's fucked. I'm just kidding. It's really quite competitive.
You ever get high, Joel?
Yeah, all the time.
Because Simi and Vicky were thinking about getting high. Maybe going out, getting some ice cream, something like that. You want to come?
Yeah. Could go for some ice cream right now.
Are you stoned?
No, I do not believe so.
I think you're really wasted.
This is not wasted, Barry. This is definitely not wasted. Bear?
Yeah?
I'm a little wasted.
I know.
Don't let me do anything stupid.
Don't worry. Wanna take a walk?
How do you like living at home?
Okay. I'll be out next year.
But your folks are nice. And they're gone till Sunday?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was thinking. I mean, after your friend came over, I couldn't believe it. A kid our age walks in with $100.
Glenn.
Where do you get that kind of change?
I don't know.
Said he cashed a bond.
You people have a lot of bonds.
So I was thinking, if we ever got our friends together, we'd make a fortune. You know that?
Yeah, you're right.
You want to do that?
What?
Get our friends together next couple of days.
No, I don't think so.
Make some money. Be a little enterpriser.
Future enterpriser.
Be whatever you want to be. What if I said I'd be your girlfriend next couple of days? No charge. Hey, I'm not pushing you on the idea or anything. Just that my mind keeps working all the time. Nothing I can do about it. Just keeps working and working.
You warm enough?
I'm okay.
How come you left home?
Why?
I was just wondering.
I left home because my stepfather kept coming on to me. What else do you want to know?
You have any brothers and sisters?
I've got a brother. What else?
If you don't want to talk, no,
ask
really, I don't think you want to talk, and it's
no,
okay.
No, I want to talk. I really want to talk to you.
What's he doing?
He's in school.
Yeah? How come you're not in school?
I'm not my brother. Look, I'm really trying to be friends with you. But I'd appreciate it if you'd stop laying these little judgments on me while you're leaning on your daddy's $40,000 car. I'll see you around.
Hello? Was it something I said? Look. Oh, God.
Thank you.
everybody. Watch your feet.
You okay? You want an aspirin? Your dad own a gun?
Who's the U-boat commander?
Right. You are absolutely right to respond this way. I did not have a doctor's appointment. But I'll tell you exactly what happened. Unexcused. See, Nurse Bullock, if you write unexcused, I fail two midterms. It'll wreck my whole grade point average. Look, if you just stop and listen to me just for a minute, I'll explain everything. Thank you. You see, the truth of the matter is my parents are away, and I met this girl. A call girl, actually, and she came to my house. Look, you're writing again. This is not unexcused. If you just let me explain, if you just listen to me, then you'll understand, Nurse Bullock. Why won't you listen to me?
I had a doctor's appointment.
It just wasn't the girl. It was my father's car. I put my father's car into Lake Michigan. I had to get it fixed. Just give me a break. Let me put it this way. I have spent the last 4 years of my life busting my butt in this shithole. I'm sorry. I just don't think I can leave until I get just a little compassion from you.
That's where he's gonna really get it.
What do you get?
Suspension. 5 days. Kicked him out of Future Enterprises, too.
Shit, they trashed his whole record.
Well, what's he gonna do about the car?
You okay, Joel?
Yeah. Okay.
I need a bike.
He needs a bike.
Glenn, can I borrow your bike?
Oh, Jesus, Glenn.
Come on, Glenn.
Sure, here, use mine.
Thank you.
200? 100? Totals. Look it. You got... Hold it.
It was great the way her mind worked. No guilt, no doubts, no fear.
Pretty good, huh?
None of my specialties.
Check that out. Oh, yeah.
Just this shameless pursuit of immediate material gratification. What a capitalist. She told me I can make more money in one night than I'd make all year. Enough to pay for my father's car. She told me she'd be my girlfriend. She told me a lot of things. I believe them all. So she introduced me to her friends.
Would you just have a seat in the...
I introduced her to my friends. We may bury our treasure.
Stacy? Great.
Lana did production. I concentrated on sales.
All right. So you took her to dinner twice. What'd that cost you?
About 30.
With tip?
Okay, maybe 35.
Movies. Any movies?
3 movies.
$20.
Roughly.
Parking.
I park on the street.
Gas.
Maybe $6.
All right, Stan. You're in for roughly $60-odd. And, what happened?
She slept with Jacobson.
Okay,
but no onions.
Okay, what about that? That's all I'm saying. I can make love to you, woman. In 5 minutes time.
Ain't that a man? I'll spell you.
You know what he said afterwards?
No.
He said the lady had knowledge. And he was glad to get that knowledge. You know why?
Why?
Because college girls can smell ignorance. Like dog shit.
Well, I'll think about it.
Hey, where are you going to school next year?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin? Big school. All I'm saying is, walk like a man.
Hey, Neil!
Are you crazy?
No.
Hey, Chuck. What's going on?
Joe.
Why'd you get potatoes?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Feel good.
Have a good time.
Oh, I thought you were basic biology, too.
Whoa. Len. Right. Stan, you made
Joel.
It.
Let's go. Hell of a party.
Right. You having a good time?
Yeah.
Great. Hey, go.
Excellent idea, Joel. Really excellent.
Yeah. Some of the girls are wearing my mother's clothing.
So what's wrong with that?
I just don't want to spend the rest of my life in analysis. Could you just talk to him, okay?
Right.
Howie Rifkin here?
Here.
You're on, honey.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
I'll be right there. The thing is, I don't have to pay for it.
Well,
I get it anyway. I gotta get going, you know. Mm-hmm. This party. Miles, you know, whatever you want to do. I mean,
good.
Really? Excuse me. Can I help you?
Are you Joel?
Yes.
Bill Rutherford, Princeton Admissions. I believe we had an interview scheduled.
Yes, sir. Of course.
If this is in any way inconvenient for you,
I can... No, sir. Fine. Fine. Excuse me, Joel. Is it okay if I have
Okay.
Also, could you catch the phone if anyone calls, please?
Yep.
Now, it's my understanding, Joel, that you would like to attend Princeton.
Yes, sir. Very much so.
Well, fine. Let's take a look at what we have, shall we?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Open.
Then I'm in a meeting.
We need the room.
Yeah, I need a few minutes, okay?
All right.
Fine. Now, you've taken your SATs already. Math, 597. Verbal, 560. Correct me if my information is inaccurate.
Well, yes, sir, but I was planning on taking those again.
Fine. Now, your grade point average is 3.14, your class rank 52, which places you in the 84th percentile. Is that correct?
Joe, listen, this is my cousin Reuben. He's from Skokie.
Hey, Jimmy.
If you can get him in
Jimmy,
tonight?
Not now, okay?
Joe, he's got to be back by 12 o'clock.
All right, later, guys.
All right.
Excuse me.
And you wish to major in?
Business.
Yes.
Please.
Be out in a sec.
Fine, well, let's see what else there is. Junior varsity tennis team, recording secretary Spanish club, varsity track team 1 year, honorable mention Cook County Science Fair, future enterprisers, yearbook staff, student council, 2 years. Well, Joel, your stats are very respectable. You've done some solid work here. But it's not quite Ivy League now, is it?
You know, Bill, there's one thing I've learned in all my years. Sometimes you gotta say, what the fuck? Make your move.
I beg your pardon?
So, how we doing?
Looks like University of Illinois.
Some of your friends are looking for you. What do you want me to tell them?
Is that guy from Princeton left yet?
No, he's still here. He's talking to some of the girls.
Talking?
They're very good talkers.
You know, I don't think I'm gonna say what the fuck anymore. I mean, this thing is... it's gotten way out of control. I'm gonna kill Miles.
Oh, come on, Joel.
Look at it this way. You're making some good money. You're providing your friends an invaluable service. I mean, God knows, I needed the service. And right now, you're one hot shit future enterpriser. So don't worry so much. I'll be upstairs. And you got a girlfriend to boot.
Do I?
Phone call for Joel.
Here, I'll get it.
Well, do I?
What do you think?
I don't know. You tell me. Yes, no, maybe.
Yes. No. Maybe.
Joel?
Dad?
Who answered the phone?
Just a friend, Dad.
Do I know her?
Have you ever made love on a real train?
I don't think so.
He's got a girl.
Let's go make love on a real train.
Joel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Dad. How's Mom? Is everything going okay?
Come on, let's go.
Did I hear others there?
Just a couple of friends, Dad.
I'll get Vicky and the girls to help out. Maybe they'll do me a favor.
Sounded like a party.
A party?
Come on, let's be alone together.
I don't remember giving permission for a party, Joel.
Very good.
Honey, can you hear me? There's nothing wrong with having friends over. Just use your best judgment. We trust you. Now, remember, we're coming in on United Flight 162 at 3.
Trust. Seems to me if there any logic to our language, trust would be a four-letter word. All in all, the evening worked out well. We had good cash flow. Rutherford made a couple of new friends.
Good night, everybody.
Said he'd do his best for me. Finally, it was time to close shop. The girls were exhausted. Lana was hungry. She wanted to go out for a bite. She wanted to make love on a real train. Who was I to say no? So you said nobody was going to be here.
It's the first time, the last.
They stole the goddamn house, Lana. They took...
Lana, you're right now. But if you leave your name and number, I'll get back to you just as soon as possible. Ciao.
They took everything. This is unbelievable. My parents are going to be back in 2 hours, Lana, and they took fucking everything. Look, I don't know if you know anything about this, but you got to call me back right away. I'm at the house, KL5-2121. Look, you really got to help me.
Time of your life, huh, kid?
Where's Lana?
Maybe she's on the choo-choo.
Oh, I hear she's got this thing about choo-choos.
Listen, I want to know who took my stuff.
Oh, I took your stuff, Joel. Are you kidding?
Well, then you listen to me, Buster. You a-hole.
If I don't get this stuff back...
Oh, shit.
A-hole?
I want my furniture back right now.
Now, you listen to me.
Oh, no. You listen to me! You... Shit!
This is getting boring.
Can I have my furniture back? Please.
Now, you listen to me, you little fuck. You don't only take my two best girls, right? You call me names. You insult me?
Well, I'm sorry.
If I had any self-respect,
it wouldn't just be the furniture. It'd be your legs, your arms, your head.
Do we understand each other?
Yes, we do.
No. Do we understand each other?
Yes, we understand each other.
Well, you're lucky in one respect. I like you, Joe. Don't you know that?
What time have you got?
4:15.
I'm gonna get a cab.
Something must have happened.
Excuse me. Taxi!
Joe, do you like music? This is beautiful equipment. What do you say, $300? Amps, speakers, the works?
It's a bargain, Joe. You go downtown anywhere, costs you double that.
All right, the kid likes music. How about some women's outfits? You know, something for your mom.
Should fit her okay.
Yes.
What?
Yes, I'll buy it.
I didn't give you a price yet.
Can I get through this, please?
$125. That's it. We got everything.
Oh, wait a minute. What about this?
What's that?
Some glass artsy-fartsy thing.
What do you got left, Joel?
$40.
I don't know, man. I don't think I can go 40 on the artsy-fartsy thing. What do you think, Vic?
He's only got 40.
Only got $40.
I know. I tell you what. We go 340, I'll spot you the three. You're good for it, right?
Certainly.
I think he is, too. Here.
Oh, God.
Catch! No!
So, Joel, he's wishing you good luck on your future as a businessman. Because God knows you're going to need it. Salud!
Thank you.
Come on.
Don't. You're going to break
Look,
it.
Look, will you... Let's go. Just thank you. Thank you.
Mona,
thank
like,
you.
If I would put all the Chinese things together and the Greek on a separate shelf. I don't think you should mix centuries. No, I would do this. Joel?
Honey! Mom! Dad! You're home!
Where were you?
Well, I was here.
We called from the airport.
Oh, you're kidding. Gee, I must have been out back watering. Mm. You know, I didn't think you were coming home till tomorrow.
Oh, sweetheart, I said the 5th.
No, you said the 6th. I wrote it down.
I'm sure I said the 5th.
Come on, give me a hand with the luggage.
She said the 6th.
Joel?
Yeah, Mom.
Can I talk to you for a minute? What happened to my egg?
What do you mean?
There's a crack in it.
You're kidding.
No, Joel, I'm not kidding. There is a crack in the egg, a small crack inside the egg.
What's wrong?
My egg is ruined.
What happened? I don't know.
You don't know?
Mom, maybe it was there before.
I don't think so, Joel. How could you let this happen?
I'm sorry.
This is so damned irresponsible of you.
We'll get another one. Joel will pay for it.
Sure, I'll pay for it.
Sure. Where will you get the money to pay for something like that? I'm sorry. I am very disappointed in you.
Should be all right. Why don't you put in a little yard work? Joel, do you have something to tell me?
No, I don't think so.
I just got off the telephone with Bill Rutherford. Apparently, you two had quite a meeting. Princeton can use a guy like Joel.
What?
Princeton can use a guy like Joel. His exact words.
That's unbelievable.
You're as good as in. I knew you could do it. Haven't I been telling you, every once in a while, you just gotta say, what the heck, and take some chances.
You are so right.
You've made me very proud.
I was just thinking where we might be 10 years from now, you know?
You know what I think? I think we're both gonna make it big. I am very optimistic. I mean it.
Can I ask you something? Was our night together just a setup with Vicky and Guido?
No. You don't believe me, do you?
My name is Russell Bitterman. I'm from Wheaton High. Our product is a paper towel holder that sells for $8.95. We made a profit of $850 last semester.
I just don't want you to get hurt.
My name is Yvonne Williams. We sell decorative planters for $7. We made a profit of $500 last semester.
Guess we won't be seeing each other for a while.
I know.
So you're going straight home now?
I don't know why.
Just thought it might be nice if we spent the evening together.
I'd really like that. How much you got on you?
How much have I got on me? I got $20.
$20, Lynn? What are we gonna do about this?
Well, can I send it to you?
Can you send it to me?
Well, because I don't have that much here. How about I write you a check?
Do you think I'd accept a check from you? Am I stupid?
What if I had a bond in the bank?
My name is Joel Goodson. I deal in human fulfillment. I grossed over $8,000 in one night. Time of your life, huh, kid? We'll be right back.